This is Studio 7 for Zimbabwe, coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington.
Ino is Studio 7. Nepenyuro yenya dzirikuitika muZimbabwe. Tirikutepenyura tiri pamuzinda we Voice of America urimu Washington DC.
Le Studio 7. Umsakazo olipa izindaba zeZimbabwe. Sisakaza singapha e Voice of America ese Washington DC.
Manero akanaka vatereri, tinosangana zvakare manero anhasi uyu musi wemugovera kurume 26, 2016. Makateerera kuStudio 7 nepenyuro yenyaya dziri kuitika muZimbabwe dzamunopiwa neStudio 7 iri muWashington DC. Munotibata pa 909 AM 4930 kana pa 13860 ne15460 kHz pashortwave. Notenda kuti makwanisa kuva nesu muchirongwa chedu chanhasi. Ini ndini Blessing Zulu ndichiti ezvine zviri muchirongwa chedu chanhasi.
Kuvharwa kwekambani kunoita kuti iko hurumende iruze mari. Inoruza mari kubva kupei zvikutaura income tax yavasevenzi.
Sangano reZCTU ronyora tsamba kugurukota rinoona nezvekuendeswa kweupfumi kuvatema richinyunyuta nenyaya yekuda kuvharwa kwemamwe makambani musi wa1 kubvumbi.
Hapana ari kumbotaura nesu. Isu kubva pakandova kasikuwere ndopatakapedzira kuona nhumwa dzehurumende dzichiuya kwatiri. Iye zvino hatina munhu ari kumbouya achisinena kuti takamira sei.
Munyaya dzatinotarisa zviri kuitika kumaruwa, nhasi tiri kuenda kuchingwizi kumasvingo uko vagari veko vanoti hurumende yavakanganwa. Iyi ndiyo mimwe yemusoro yenhau dzedu dzanhasi ichiuya kwamuri ichibva kuno kuStudio 7 iri muWashington DC. Sangano reZimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions kana kuti ZCTU ranyora tsamba kugurukota rezvekuendeswa kweupfumi kuvatema vaPatrick Zhuwao richinyunyuta nezvemashoko avo ekuti dare remakurukota rakatenderana kuti makambani anenge asina kupa hurumende urongwa hwekuendesa upfumi kuvatema avharwe. Pasi pemutemo wekuendesa upfumi kuvatema, makambani ose evachena kana kuti vekunze anofanira kupa vatema vemunyika zvikamu 50 nechimwe kubva muzana. Vazhuwao vakati izvi zvikasaitwa kusvika panosvika musi wa1 kubvumbi, makambani anenge asina kuita izvi achavharwa nekutorerwa marezinesi. Mukuzeya nyaya iyi tabata mutedzeri wemunyori mukuru weZCTU vaGideon Shoko.
Zvinonzwisa tsitsi kuti iko bato rakanga richikambena pamaelections richiti hanzi rinoda kucreata 2.2 million jobs ndo raakuti hanzi makambani ngaavharwa. Saka they are going against campaign ngirikiri yavo. Asi zvatakaita nzvekuti zvo takavanyorera community zvavo tichivataura kuti aiwa zvamaakutaura handizvo. Nemhosva yekuti kuvharwa kwekambani kunoita kuti iko hurumende iruze mari. Inoruza mari kubva kupei zvekutaura income tax yavasevenzi. Inoruza mari kubva kumasales tax yezvinhu zvinenge zvichitengeswa nokuti kambani yavharwa. Iye zvino vasevenzi vehurumende havasi kutambira, asi uri kuvhara makambani akuti abudise vanhu basa kuhurumende yacho ichawana kupi mari yacho yekuti vabhadhare vasevenzi. Saka takavataura kuti aiwa you are out of order, ende takavati tiri kuda kuti tisangane navo titaurirane navo. Nyaya yeindigenization haina kumboshata ba, asi ngatiitei tichiziva kuti ko haizoafekti zvimwe zviripo.
Vakapindura here tsamba yenyu iyi?
No, vanga vasati vapindura, takavatumira nezuro. Saka weexpect kuti ko kubva musi wechipiri patinenge tavhura kuda vachareacta ipapo, asi takavatumira. Tinoimba kuti vakatiwana.
Mutedzeri wemunyori mukuru weZCTU vaGideon Shoko vari parunare muBulawayo.
Direct from Washington, the Voice of America, VOA.
Nasi makristo ari kuenderera mberi nekucherechedza zuva reEaster, ukuwo zvimwe zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zviri pazororo. Kuti tinzwe zviri kuitwa nemakristo, tabata Reverend Levi Kadenge veMethodist Church.
Vamwe havatomborara, vanongonge vachingonamata vachiimba vachinzwa shoko. Kozoti neSunday mangwanani vomukira vachienda kundofarira kuti Kristu wamuka. Kunyange vari panzvimbo pavari ipapo vanogona kunge paine temberi inenge iripo kunyangwe maclassroom kana vamwe vaenda kusikoro kunyangwe mutende vonosangana imomo vachitivo Kristu wamuka vachipembera mamisha umu matakakurira isu vana mai vaimuka mangwanani vachikokorodzana mumavhiriji umu vachiti wamuka wamuka hande tinoona wamuka hande tinoona vachipembera kwazvo nemufaro mukuru vozosvika pavanosangana shoko rotaurwa ipapo vanhu tichisimudzirwa mweya vamwe vanopedza nekutora zvechirariro kana vachinge vapedza manje voronga nzendo dzavo dzokera
ko nyaya yenjodzi kaiyi mugwagwa
zvaunoziva samari kazhinji kunouku kunoita njodzi dzemumigwagwa saka minamato iri kungotumirwa kuna musiki kuti kuhuipi hwemugwagwa hungopombodzwawo vanhu vafambe zvakanaka
avo vanga vari Reverend Levi Kadenge veMethodist Church vari parunare muHarare. Chirongwa chatinotarisa zviri kuitika kumaruwa tine hurukuro nava Milton Shumba mugari wekuchingwizi kumasvingo avo vakatamiswa nehurumende kubva kumahombekombe kwetokwe mukosi mushure memafashamu emvura akaitika munzvimbo iyi. Tatanga nekubvunza vashumba kuti zvinhu zvakamira sei kuchingwizi.
Situation kunoku nhau yakungotinetsa inhau yehanzara ndo yatanayo chikafu chaimbouya chesocial welfare asi yezvino hakusisina chikafu saka nzara ndo yatinetsa.
Pane chikonzero here chiri kupiwa nehurumende kuti sei isasaunze chikafu kunzvimbo kwamuriwo?
Hapana ari kumbotaura nesu. Isu kubva pakabva vakasukuwo here ndo patakapedzisira kuona nhumwa dzehurumende dzichiuya kwatiri. Iye zvino hatina munhu ari kumbouya achiexplaina kuti takamira sei kuti urongwa uchazova hupi, nekuti vakasukuwere pavakauya vachitaura vachiti vamwe vachabva vamwe vachasara. Ndopega patakaona nhumwa dzehurumende dzichitaura nesu.
Saka vanhu vari kurarama nei kana muri kuti hakuna chikafu chiri kuuya ikoko?
Zviri kuitika ndezvokuti vanhu tinotongoita maricho kuendawo kumasetlers ndo varimi venzimbe vaya vanhu vatema ndo kwatiri kuinda tichindoita maricho. Vamwewo vanenge vanotorarama nekubata hove, vamwe ndokuti ndo zvinotoita kuti tirarame izvozvo. But chikurukuru kutongoti chikafu hakuna. Iye zvino tinotombotenda hedu nokuti mvura yakanaya, but yakanonoka kunaya. Saka chikafu ndo chiri kutotinetsa, chiri kutotitambudza ichocho.
Kune mvurawo here kuti mungakwanisa kuita zvemagadheni kuri kuti mvura yanaya zvakanaka?
Magadheni hakuna, hatikwanisi kuti tiite nekuti kwatiri kwacho tiri kure naRunde. Zvaitaurwa nehurumende kuti kana tichinge taenda tabviswa netokwe mukosi vatiendesa kuno kwatiri kuChingwizi, tichasangana namadiridziro. Hachisiri chokwadi nekuti tiri kure naRunde.
VaMilton Shumba mugari wekuChingwizi kumasvingo vanga vari parunare kuChingwizi kwakare.
We love you. Saverio. Yeah. It's precious. Now we shift you. My Instagram. Yeah,
no. Ndafadza ma sister. Ndafadza munhu wese ma sister. Dorotadira bazi dafadza vari bazi dafadza kana ma ancestors. Yeah. Waya waya.
Inini ndinoitwa Shiltoman aka Romeo Anthony the Dancer Fada. Makaterera Studio 7.
Yasvika nguva yekuti tichimboenda kuchirongwa chinotarisa zviri kuitika muupenyu hwevanhukadzi kana kuti Women's Forum chatinopakurirwa naMavelas Muhlanganya uye weStudio 7.
Ndino kuchingamidzai nemufaro vateereri muchirongwa chenyu chinotarisa zvinosangana nevanhukadzi muupenyu. Chirongwa ichi munochipakurirwa neni Marvelous Muhlanganya huye ndiri muWashington. Nasi taita rombo rakanaka kunge tiine hurukuro namuzvare Ruvimbo Tsopodzi Musikana wechidiki akarodzwa iye asati abvazira. Muzvaretso podzi mumwe vevasikana vaviri vakawanikwa ivo vachitora hurumende vakaiendesa kumatare kuti pawanikwe ipo pachizopuwa mutemo unorambidza kuti vana varodzwe vasati vabvazira. Tinokuchingamidzai nemufaro pano pachirongwa chedu muzvare Ruvimbo Tsopodzi.
Aiwa nesiyo tinofara kupinda pachirongwa chenyu.
Ruvimbo, tinoona kuti uri mumwe wemadzimai vechidiki vakarodzwa vasati vabvazira. Ungatipawo nhoroondo yekuti zvakafamba sei?
Alright. Karoro ane makore 15. Akaitika kuti ndiroro nechokuti vabokanana ndine mukomana achibva kuchikoro ndobva ngotidzokera kwavanga uri. Nemukomana uyu tanga tisingadanani. Kwakubva ndatidzokera kwandandiri nekuti ndandisina wekuti ndaitaurawo naye. Vanatetsu vakaedza kutaura nababa asi baba havana kuteerera. Izvi namwene wacho vakaedza kutaura navo asi baba havana kuteerera nekuti vanga vaine hashawo dzavo pachezvavo. Saka takatitanga kugara nemukomana iye asi rudo charwo panga pasina nekuti ndanga ndichiri mwana mudiki and tanga tisati tatombodanana endandisingatomude mukomana iye. Sandosakaita kuti ndipinde mukuroorwa ndichiri mwana mudiki.
Waenda kunogara nemukomana uyu zvakazofamba sei?
Ndakazoita number after 4 months. Ndaita number after 4 months. Mukomana uyu anga asingaende kubasa kuti ndidzokere kuchikoro anga asingade. Takagara kwacho kwangu kusina kunaka nekuti aindirova ainge abhuswa zvosofungwa kuti anokwanisawo ndita aingondiita. Kusvikira ndazoona kuti life yandikurarama haizivo yandaida haizivo yandiri kuda kusvika ndazoona anofesa baba vangu ndaudzwa kuti handakudzoka kumba ndopa wakazonditambira.
Pari zvino mwana aane makore mangani?
Mwana wangu ane 3 years mwana.
Tinoonazve uri umwe wevasikana vaviri vakakwanisa ivo kuenda kudare zvare pamusoro muchiti minyika iwanikwe iyo ichipa mutongo wekuti vana vasarodzwe vachiri vadiki. Zvakafamba sei?
Takasanganawo nemukana anonzi Beatrice ave neorganization yake inonzi Vutswa kubva angotitorawo bva tangoja inoorganization yake. Saka akazobatanawo neVeritas. Veritas yaona kuti vana vadiki vari kuroorwa vakanyanyisa. Veritas yangotoda vakadzi vaviri vanongomirirawo vana vasikana vanongopindawo mukoti vachitaurawo nyaya dzavo nekuti mutemo uchinjwa wakaiswa kuti vanaroro pamakore 16 asiiswe pamakore 18 kwabva tangopindawo inini nalavini tibva tangoonekwa tichingoendawo kukoti tibatsiridzwawo neVeritas.
Saka pari zvino unoona mutongo uyu uchizobatsira sei vamwewo vana vangangowanikwa vachizorodzwa vachiri vadiki?
Mutongo uyu unobatsira nekuti vana vadiki vanenge vasizokwanisa kuroorwa pamakore 18. Munhu anenge akuroorwa pa18 and 18 inenge wamachuwa nekuti 15 haukwanisi kusimudza mimba. 15 years inenge iri chiri mwana mudiki chaiye asiri kutomboziva kuti zviri kuenda nekupi zvichibva nekupi. At least ukaroorwa pamwe ne18 zvinenge zviri nani. Asi pamutemo wacho watakaisa tida kuti tiwane kutaura nevana vasikana kuti vazvichengetedze nekuti mukomana akangoti ada mwana musikana arara nemwana musikana ari below 18. Anoita nhumboramba kuti handikuroori nekuti wakaita kusvika pa18. Saka chakunonyediwa kukurudzira kuvana vasikana kuti aiwa mutemo waiswa zvizvirizvo zvinokuda kuti tirarai nevarume mirira nguva yako kusvika yakwana pa18 nekusvikisi.
Tinoonawo kuti wakadzokera kuchikoro, imbotitsananguriro kuti zviri kufamba sei pari zvino. Uri kuudzidza chii uyezve zvinhu zviri kufamba zvakanaka here?
Ya, ndakakwanisawo kubhadhirawo kuchikoro. Ndikubhadhirirwa sikifis nemusikana anonzi Shamiso Madzivire ane organization yake inonzi Holding Home yaakatongotangawo manje manje. Saka akangonzwawo nyaya dzangu bvaabatwa batwawo nazvo nekuti ndainge kuti ndinodzokera kuchikoro akudzokera kuchikoro bvaangobatwawo nazvo bva atongoti ndinokwanisa kubhadharirwa sikifis. Saka izvinonzi kuti olevo yangu Oxford College zvichato zvinyora next year November. Zvese zviri kufamba zvakanaka everything.
Shuwiro yako ndeyei mukupeta nyaya yedu iyi?
Shuwiro yangu ndanga chida kuita law so that ndinomirirawo vamwe vana vasikana vanhukadzi vese zvinovamirirawo.
Aiwa, nguva yedu ndiyo yaita shanje. Tinokutendai muzvare Ruvimbo Tsopodzi kunge manga muinesu pano pachirongwa chedu chinotarisa zvinosangana nevanhukadzi muupenyu.
Oh, thank you very much.
Chirongwa ichi munochipakurirwa neni Marvelous Mhlanganya huye ndiri muWashington.
Aiwa, tinotenda Marvelous. Iko zvino yasvika nguva yekuti tichienda kuna Jonga Kandemiri achitipa chirongwa upenyu hwedu, our lives.
And
ndinokutambirai muchirongwa chedu cheupenyu hwedu umo tinotarisa zvatinosangana nazvo muupenyu. Anemi muchirongwa ndini wenyu Jonga Kandemiri ndiri muWashington DC. Nasi tiri kutarisa nezvetsaona dzemumigwagwa takanangana nezororo reEaster iro ratiri muhurukuro yedu. Tine mutungamiri wesangano rePassenger Association of Zimbabwe vatafadzwa George Goliath. Tinogamuchira nemufaro pastudio 7 vaGoliath.
Tinotenda nekutigashira.
VaGoliath, tinoona kuti nyika iri mukati mezororo reEaster. Ndonguwawo zvakare inoita matsaona akawanda emumigwagwa. Zvinhu zvamungaudzawo vatyairi pamwe nevanofambawo nedzimotokari nemabhazi.
Isusu sesangano rePassenger Association of Zimbabwe tinoti kuvatyairi, tinokumbira kuti vafambe zvakanaka nevabereki pazoro rino. Hatisi kuda kuti tisangane netsaona seyakabva kuitika iyi. Mazuva achangodarika, tirikukurudzira kuti vatyairi kana vachinge vaneta ngavataure nemapassenger kuti vabereki tichambozorora pakati, regai nimbozororai, handisi kuona kana kuti ndatinetei. Zvinhu zvinokurudzirwa. Tinoziva kuti vatyairi vazhinji havasi kupuhwa nguva yekuti vazorore kana vari pabasa, vanongoramba vachingoshanda svika vaneta, havasi kuchinjwa. Tikazvindo tsvakiridzo yatakaita. Saka tiri kukurudzira kuvaridzi vemabhazi kuti ngavapewo zororo kuti vanhu vaenda kunombotorawo befu vari kumba kana vari pamugwagwa, votsvaga anonzi relief driver anokwanisa kutuzodhraivha kana umwe dhraivha wavo asipo. Ende tiri kukurudzira vanhu vanofamba nemichovha nemaduta vanhu kuti vapote vachirwira kodzero dzavo pamugwagwa. Kana vakaona mutyairi achiita zvisina kukodzera, ngava yaripote panext roadblock kana kuti papolice station kana kufonera nhamba dzemapurisa. Ndinodayira kuti mapurisa vane makampeins avari kuita avanenge vachipa vanhu tipepa tine mafoni namba dzavo kuti vapowo mafeedback yezviri kuitika mugwagwa. Takatopatina navo ende vari kunge vachidzidzisa vanhu nezvepamugwagwa.
Asi kavaGoliath, tinonzwa kuti ivo vamuri kuti ndo vanofanira kunge vachiudzwa nevatyairi kuti ndimbozorora ndaneta, ndo vanenge vachitokurudzira pamwe nekupesvedzera mutyairi kuti anga achitsika mafuta vakasike kuenda kunoona mhuri kana kunodya mafaro nehama neshamwari.
Tingati mapasvonda abvapo, tingati nedzidziso nekurudziro kumapasenja ese muZimbabwe kuti havakoshese upenyu hwavo, nekuti ivo ndivo vatinoti pachirungu mabreadwinners emhuri dzavo. Tiri vevana nanamai nedzimwe hama, vazive kuti upenyu hwavo hunokosha kuvana ivavo. Vazive kuti pavanenge vachifamba vanenge vakatomirirwawo kunzi mwana wangu ari kuuya, kana kuti adzima wangu ari kuuya, kana kuti murume wangu ari kuuya kwakati. Ende tiri kuvakurudzira kuti ivo vafambewo nenguva. Saka tiri kuvakurudzira kuti vabatirewo kana mutyairi kuonawo kana kumusudza kuti vamutyairi zvamakuita pakaemambodzora spidi.
Aiva vateereri, tasvika kumagumo kwechirongwa chedu uye tinokutendai vaGoliath nekuwana nguva yekutaura nesu pachirongwa chedu. Onekai zvenyu vateereri.
Ndinoda kukutendai vese vateereri Studio 7.
Manga makateerera kuna vatafadzwa George Goliath, vanove mukuru wesangano rePassenger Association of Zimbabwe. Muchirongwa chedu chinotarisa zviri kuitika muupenyu hwedu. Chirongwa ichi munochipiwa neni wenyu Jonga Kandemiri ndiri muWashington DC. Ndichiti ngatisanganei zvakare svondo rinouya. Ndokusiyai mumaoko aBlessing Zulu.
Aiwa, tinotenda Jonga. Sezvo nguva yedu yapera, regai timbotarisa musoro yenhau zvakare. Sangano reZCTU ronyora tsamba kugurukota rezvekuendeswa kweupfumi kuvatema vaPatrick Zhuwao richinyunyuta nedanho rehurumende rekuda kuvhara makambani. Vagari vekuChingwizi vanoti hurumende yavafuratira uye vave kuziya nenzara. Tabva tasvika kumagumo echirongwa chedu chanhasi. Tinoimba kuti muchange minesu zvakare mangwana. Anokuonekai nemufaro, ndini wenyu Blessing Zulu. Ndokusiyai mwina Gibbs Dube munhau dzechirungu.
Thanks, Blessing Zulu. Good evening, Zimbabwe. It's 17 hours 20 UTC, 7:20 p.m. in Zimbabwe on Saturday, March 26, 2016. You're listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington. Thank you for joining us from Washington. This is Gibbs Dube. Here are our top stories this evening. Zimbabweans have been urged to unite in tackling fire brigade atrocities of the 1980s.
We need to make it clear that it's time this thing got addressed and those responsible have to come up.
Public floggings scare Zimbabweans living in Botswana.
I think flogging has its own advantages. It doesn't matter whether they're Zimbabweans, there's no exception for anyone. The law is the law.
And as usual, we will focus on women's issues. Stay tuned. Zimbabweans have been urged to unite in tackling fire brigade atrocities of the 1980s in order to bring closure to relatives of victims. Speaking in a Studio 7 political panel, Dr. Shepherd Mbofu of the University of Johannesburg and Reverend Ray Motsi of the Baptist Church say time has come for the nation to address this issue. At least 20,000 innocent civilians are believed to have died in the hands of the North Korean-trained fire brigade, which was deployed in the PF Zapu strongholds of Matabeleland and Midlands provinces to flush out so-called dissidents. The atrocities are commonly known as Gukurahundi or washing away filth. Bofu says the Zimbabweans have many options in tackling this issue.
We need, through legal processes, to set up a bill like Jonathan Moyo did. This bill can actually be sponsored by citizens and be pushed through as one other MP or whatever it is. And we need to make it clear that it's time this thing got addressed and those responsible have to come up. And I think if we are to be united as Zimbabweans and have we need a system that has political repercussions. It's either we agree together that we're going to vote for a certain party or we're going to form or sponsor as citizens a certain party that will run with this. And if you look at even Mujuru's recently formed party, it's not clean of this thing, Eko Ground. We need a new dispensation. That's the only point where we can have a redress of this situation. Mm-hmm. But from where I am standing, ZANU-PF will continue in power and it will continue to ignore this issue. They can only pretend to attempt to address it, like the formation of the Ministry of Healing and Reconciliation. But was there any healing and reconciliation during that time? There wasn't. And now we need to even think beyond civic organizations because most of them have been around for a long time, but they've neglected this issue of the genocide. One is to ask, why has it been neglected?
Hey, Reverend Motsi.
Yes, I really do believe that the best way to actually deal with this is to actually find a way in which we begin to help the victims who are struggling, who are not able to move forward, even though there is no acceptance of the wrong on the side of ZANU-PF and those people that were responsible. We also need to find some psychosocial approaches in terms of development, building more schools in Matabeleland and providing some capital injection so that people of Matabeleland probably can begin to look after themselves rather than to continue to be marginalized. There's need for a proactive action to make sure that this region is taken care of.
You have the last word, Dr. Mbofu.
I think one of the most important things that we can do as Zimbabweans is to advocate and push that this issue needs to be addressed, this issue needs to be addressed. David Coltart has opened the way for us. Recently, he published a book, and Mnangagwa is claiming that he's misquoting him and he wants to sue him. And this is a point of departure for Zimbabweans. And if we miss this point, we might not even get it in the near future. Let's come out in the open. Reverend Motsi did his PhD on that. In my PhD, there are also issues that address the genocide. Let's have all the written things out. Let's have all the material out. Owen Masewa is doing great works with his paintings of the genocide, and he's been exhibiting here in Joburg. And next time, I think he's going to Kenya, if we succeed in having him in Kenya. We need people to be conscientized about the genocide. We need artists, we need journalists to start speaking about this and giving it prominence. Not only give it prominence when it's a sensational issue that somebody is going to sue someone. Let's have our journalists, let's have our artists, and everyone in the industry advocating for redress of this issue. Let's have academics, let's have churches coming out in the open and standing up tall and saying, let's address this issue once and for all.
That was Dr. Shepherd Mpofu of the University of Johannesburg. You also heard from Reverend Ray Motsi of the Baptist Church, who also wrote a PhD thesis on the fire brigade atrocities. President Robert Mugabe once described the massacres as a moment of madness. Zimbabweans living in Botswana say they support their government's effort to engage its neighbor on corporal punishment. Botswana regularly flogs transgressing Zimbabweans, particularly for border jumping and petty crime. Our correspondent Martin Ngwenya has more from the capital, Gaborone.
Zimbabwe recently engaged their Botswana counterparts with a view to stop the flogging of citizens in the neighboring nation. However, the Zimbabwe delegation, during a recent bilateral security meeting, failed to convince Gaborone authorities to stop the punishment. Zimbabweans who commit petty crime in Botswana are usually flogged and not given custodial sentence. Some Zimbabweans feel the practice is outdated and should be replaced with alternative punishment. Jafta Ndlovu says with some people suffering from various ailments, punishment through flogging might even cause health complications.
Zimbabweans, we don't support this thing of Botswana, of the Botswana system of caning or flogging like criminals as a way of disciplining them. I think they should come up with another alternative of like solving these issues of disciplining people. Because these days where people are sick, like with different diseases and illnesses, that can be a problem after facing such a situation of being disciplined in such a manner.
But another Zimbabwean, Farai Zerudwe, is of the view that although some are not comfortable with the practice, Zimbabweans must try and stay on the right side of the law to avoid falling victim to corporal punishment.
I would just want to encourage Zimbabweans that come here looking for jobs or for whatever reasons to make sure that their papers are in order to avoid this. Because in as much as we think we might say it's inhumane, it's backward, it's something that is to be provided for within the laws of the country.
Botswana nationals believe it is only appropriate to mete out the punishment to deter petty criminals, particularly Zimbabwean illegal immigrants accused of contributing to soaring crime in the country. Mompati Kinosi says Botswana laws are laws and need to be respected irrespective of nationality.
I think flogging has its own advantages. It doesn't matter whether they are Zimbabweans. There's no exception for anyone. The law is the law. And some of these minor crimes, we don't need to put people in jail for these minor crimes when they could be flogged.
Zimbabwe Republic Police Head of the Minerals and Border Control Unit, Ernest Muchekwa, recently told the media that they had held several meetings with their Botswana counterparts over the matter, but the practice had not stopped. Muchekwa says they have repeatedly impressed the need to observe human rights, but have been told that Botswana chiefs have a legal right to flog offenders. Offenders are often sentenced to anything between 6 and 12 cuts on the bare back, but children, women and men are over 40 are excluded. Reporting for Studio 7, this is Martin Ngwenya in Gaborone, Botswana.
Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
On World Water Day, March 22nd, the U.S. government, through the United States Agency for International Development, USAID, launched USAID Lowland Wash, a new water, sanitation, and hygiene activity to support the government of Ethiopia's One Wash national program in pastoral areas of Afar, Somali, and Southern Nations, Nationalities, and Peoples regions. The new activity will increase the availability of improved, sustainable drinking water sources, increase access to better sanitation products and services, catalyze enhanced sanitation and hygiene behaviors, and build capacity for enhanced knowledge and data management, while also expanding sustainable water use for agriculture. In the near term, the activity will help respond to the current drought while working to build long-term resilience by helping communities to better manage and use their water resources. Given the magnitude of the current drought, the activity will prioritize well rehabilitation in acutely affected Cabelas. This, in addition to the nearly $10 million in humanitarian aid that the U.S. is providing to improve access to safe drinking water, rehabilitate water systems and sanitation infrastructure, and provide relief items like hygiene kits and water containers. Ethiopia has made dramatic strides over the last 15 years to increase access to improved water and sanitation. Speaking ahead of the launch, Christian Holmes, Global Water Coordinator for USAID, highlighted the importance of the work the new activity will undertake. Safe water and sanitation is what enables a child to grow, learn, and rise out of poverty. It is what keeps communities healthy. USAID's lead partner, AECOM International Development, will implement the $23.8 million activity in cooperation with CARE USA and the International Rescue Committee. Water is life, and the United States is proud to partner with Ethiopia in developing this essential resource for the benefit of all the people of Ethiopia.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington. Listeners, please note the following frequencies effective Sunday, March 27th, 2016, that is tomorrow. Studio 7 radio broadcasts, that is Shona, English, and Ndebele, 15460 kilohertz shortwave, that is on the 19-meter band, 6065 kilohertz, 49-meter band, 4930 kilohertz shortwave. Then on the medium wave frequencies, 909 medium wave. And then for Studio 7 Live Talk, shortwave frequencies, 6065 and 15460 shortwave frequencies. And then the other one is 909 medium wave. And as usual, it's now time for the Women's Forum.
Welcome to the Women's Forum, a forum where we look at issues affecting women. I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye. Tonight, we're gladly joined by Ruvimbo Tsopodzi, one of the two girls that challenged the government in court to outlaw early child marriages and won. Ruvimbo Tsopodzi was also married off at the age of 15, but managed after several years to go back to her parents and is now living at home and has gone back to school. Welcome to the Women's Forum, Ruvimbo Tsopodzi.
Oh, thank you very much.
Tell us about your life. What happened for you to be married off at the age of 15?
Oh, I was married at the age of 16. I was in Form 3, and then my father saw me coming back from school that high. I was not in love with this guy. He was asking me to be his girlfriend, but I didn't want to be his girlfriend.
So what happened after that?
What happened was I started staying with this guy, but before I started staying with this guy, my auntie went to talk to my father, but my father listened to her, and even my mother-in-law tried to talk to my father, but he didn't listen. So we started staying with this guy, but there was no love in that house. He was abusing me, doing all sorts of things to me, until I found out that this is not the real life that I wanted to have. This is not what I am supposed to be doing. And then I just woke up one day, and I went to my father, and I told him that this is not the life that I wanted, and he accepted me back home.
Do you have any children? What happened while you were staying? How long were you with your ex-husband?
Oh, it was 2 years. My son is 3 years old now.
And you are one of the young ladies that took the government to court to challenge the law that now outlaws early child marriages. Tell us about that. What prompted you to do that?
Okay, well, we met Beatrice Savagier, the director of RUD in Africa. So she just asked us that we should join her organization, and then we joined the organization. Unfortunately, Veritas was doing their researches in this world about girls getting married before the age of 18. So Veritas asked Beatrice for us to be in court challenging the child marriages act, the law that was in them that girls should be married at the age of 16. So we challenged that law very much, and then that is how we got into the court.
What would you like to see happen moving forward to prevent other children from being married off as child brides?
The girls should be educated about sex. They should not be people who don't value their bodies because their bodies are very special. They should wait until they are ready to be married, not before the age of 18.
We understand also that you have gone back to school. Tell us about that.
Now I'm going back to school. I'm learning at Oxford College. My thesis is being paid by a lady called Shamiso Mazirire. She has an organization called Holding Hands.
What are you aspiring to be when you do finish school?
Oh, I want to be a lawyer.
Why?
So that I'll be someone standing up for women, especially women.
Do you have some parting words that you'd like to say to parents that may have their children that have been married off or that are going through what you went through? What's your word of advice to parents especially?
For the parents, I'd like to say, don't be someone who have so much emotions because it won't help your child. Because the child will go out there and bring a kid and you'll be the one suffering to take that kid into the house, take care of that kid, doing all everything for that kid. It is not right for you to have emotions on the things that are not happening.
Time is not on our side. Thank you very much, Rivimbo Tsopodzi, for having been our guest on the Women's Forum, a forum where we look at issues affecting women. I'm Marvelous Mhlanganya Huye.
Okay, thank you very much to you.
Join me again next week when we'll look at other issues affecting women.
Thanks very much, Marvelous Mhlanganya Huye. We hope to meet again on Saturday next week. Thank you. Of Gospel Nation coming to you from the Voice of America in Washington. Now to recap today's top stories. Zimbabweans have been asked to unite in tackling five brigade atrocities of the 1980s, and public floggings are scaring Zimbabweans living in Botswana. That's our broadcast this evening. Now stand by for Studio 7 in Ndebele with Chris Gande. Have a lovely, lovely Easter weekend. This is Kip Stube in Washington, D.C. Good night.
Siyabonga Kip Stube, siyalambulela emsakazweni weStudio 7 ngomgqibelo mhlaka 25 Mbimbitho 2016 silethulela uhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe sisakaza sise Washington DC. Alingalitshona njani izulukandaba olamukela emoyeni ngenjabulo enkulu nguChris Gande. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje, ibandla leZimbabwe People First lithi lihlangana lozulu esigabeni zonke zelizwe likhulumisana laye ngebandla leli.
Yeah, hayi siyabhotabhota sibili amaprovinsi wonke njengu-10 abantu bakuground kathesi bezama ukuyintroduce iparty isirejistiwe isilethwa kubanikazi bayo njengoba kuthiwa People First.
Kambe ikhefu lephasika selingelokuthengisa impahla kuphela na?
Imthandazo yabizo zakho.
Esiqhubeka ngodaba lokuhlaziya umbhuqazwe weGugurawundi. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulomsakazo. Ibandla leZimbabwe People First lithi liphakathi kokukhulumisana lozulu kundawana zonke zelizwe ngokusungulwa kwaleli bandla elikhokhelwa nguNkosikazi Joyce Mujuru. Kusasa iziphathamandla zaleli bandla zizabe zisedolobheni leVictoria Falls. Ukuze sizwe okuningi ngalolu daba sixoxele isiphathamandla esiqoqa inhlelo zaleli bandla uMnumzana Max Mkandla ukuze sizwe okuningi ngalolu daba.
Yeah, hayi siyabhotabhota sibili amaprovinsi wonke njengu-10 abantu bakuground kathesi bezama ukuyintroduce iparty isirejistiwe isilethwa kubanikazi bayo njengoba kuthiwa People First. Of which mina nje lami nje kathesi ngikhuluma ngisefollows lapho engilungiselela khona ukuba le star run eza kuba khona mhla ka-27 ngesonto ngo-2 siyachayisa ngo-4:30. Kuyikukhulumisana lozulu simqhubelo okungo kwakhe ukuthi ebeyazi People First yakhe ukuthi siyamukeliwe yizek okuthi ukuthi i-government sikwazi ukuthi sokulelinye ibandla elikhangele ukuthatha umbuso sisi independence ibe khona kule bandla sibile selikhangelele khona laphana ukuthi khona liguqule izinto ngokubeka uhulumende wabantu yikho kuthiwa yi-People First. Azi ukuthi kulamabandla amanye abefonyiwe lapho ikakhulu i-MDC ibingeyama-trade unions izisebenzi pho-ke lenye ngekaZulu wonke People First abantu kuqala bona abantu bathini ngombuso onalo khona onalowo nxa abantu belokuhonona ngalo umbuso okhona nanto-ke ibandla labo abalamukelekelelo bandla beliphephethe befake iy'nkokheli zabo yikho sikwenzayo kathesi sibhoda nje ngelizwe.
Manje ungasitshela ukuthi baya kwamukela yini lokho abantu amazweni bayathatha njani?
Ngenxa yalo umama lo umfelwakazi umama uMjuru abantu baphambi kwebandla kakhulu abantu sebefuna ukuthi khona ngakusiya ngabo ngakuvele kuvuka kusasa kulokuya ekhethweni behle befake uhulumende wabo ngoba bathandele umama lo ngiye bamthandileyo bathande iparty ngoba ngeyabantu abantu kuqala basebethanda-ke lo umama lo ukuhlukuluzwa kwakhe efelwe ukuluzwa kwakhe exotshiwe kaze ngebe lempendulo kukho wathula njengomuntu ongumama ngakho-ke bathanze khona lokho abantu yikho abakukhangeleyo ukuthi khona hhayi pho amandla njengoba sebekwe kuwo bona njengozulu weZimbabwe bakwamukeleke loli iqembu leli ukuthi-ke libe yilo elithatha umbuso kuzanu eliye ebusayo kwakhathesi kanti ngokuyavota ingqayisithi isikhathi sama-elections.
Lo-ke ngumnumzana Max Mkandla isiphathamandla esiqoqa inhlelo zebandla leZimbabwe People First obekhuluma ecingweni leStudio 7 eseVictoria Falls. Kambe ikhefu lephasika selingelokuthengisa impahla kuphela na? Ukuhlaziya lolu daba sixoxele umfundisi uSeni Sibanda, umqondisi womanyano weChristian Alliance.
Liviki e-Easter kumbe ephasika iqhakathekile kakhulu ngenxa yokuthi ukusungula kwesikristu kuvelela khonapho kungala iPasika ukufa kukaJesu lokuvuka kakhe vele sona isikristu into lethwa isikristu lesiyaziyo ngabe kasikho ngakho iqhakathekile kakhulu ngenxa yokuthi abantu babe becabanga bethatha isikhathi sokucabanga sokuthi uNkulunkulu yena ongela kuqalisa ongela kuphela kodwa wazenza waba ngumuntu wazohlala lathi wakwanisa ukuzwisisa inhlupho zethu wazwisisa ubuyanga bethu wazwisisa ubuhlungu bokufelwa wazwisisa ubuhlungu bokuyalwa ngabantu wazwisisa ubuhlungu bokuba ngumuntu oyisiphepheli kuthi ukuthi uNkulunkulu wazwisisa yonke into umuntu ayizwayo nxa elapha emhlabeni ukwenzela ukuthi azwisise ukuthi angasincedisa kanjani ngakho yena akafanani lamapriesti akudala ayekhona esijudeni ayengazwisisi ukuthi umuntu kwezinye isikhathi uphila njani yena umuntu waphila waba ngumuntu njengathi
siyabona ukubana lezi nsuku sekuthengwa amaqanda ama-Easter eggs lama-chocolate lokunye okunjalo kanti vele kungenelana njani okunye sesikubona lezi nsuku
mbona ngani leli dili elePasika elokukhumbula ukuzalwa lo okukhumbula ukufa lokuvuka kukaJesu laba abamabhizinisi abezitolo yibo abangani sebathumba ikhefu leli balenza laba ikhefu lokuthengisa izinto zabo ngakho siyananzelela ukuthi bayagcwalisa ke konke lokho okokuthi kube lemvundla ePasika izinto ezavele zinyekho ngoba umfundo ungena njani esiphambanweni
lo ke ngumfundisi uSeni Sibanda umqondisi womanyano weChristian Alliance ubexoxa ecingweni leStudio 7 ekobulawayo lokhu sikudaba lwekhefu leEaster sixoxe labalaleli beStudio 7 ngaleli langa
ya ngingubhekisipho okwamanje ngiphumule ngisuke eChurchi ngibheka iTV la ngingathola khona isikhathi ngizoya ekhaya ngiyobheka ngiyobona abanye ngibabuyise omama bami labafowethu labangane engafunda labo ya bakabayinjweka i-Easter bathandaze yonke into izohamba right imithandazo yabo izozwakala uNkulunkulu uyabathanda uNkulunkulu uthanda wonke umuntu babekezelelane lapho ngoba ngingazwisisani khona bazwisisane bakhulumisane
salibonani igama lami nguSandra ngifona ngiseharare eZimbabwe namhla sivuke ekuseni sayesontweni saphenduka ngkhaya sahlala lesihlobo labangani sakhonisa ilunch yethu okwakathesi siloko sihlezi sikhonisa jeli bengifuna ukuthi kona ngilingelele umama lo labogogo bami abasebulawa lesihlobo zami ezisezimbabwe lalabo aba-out of Zimbabwe imessage yami engifuna ukupha abantu yona ngeyokuthi lidlali i-Easter kuhle kodwa singakhohlwa ukubonga uNkulunkulu lowasele izolo zethu eCalvary ngiyabonga
labo ke ngabalaleli beStudio 7 ebesixoxa labo ecingweni njengokulithembisa kwethu ngolwesine lamhlanje siqhubekela phambili ngengxoxo yethu lapho esixazulula udaba lombhuqazwe wegugurawundi ukuhlaziya lolu daba uPraxedis Jeremiah weStudio 7 uxoxe lomfundisi uDokotela Ray Motsi owenza izifundo zakhe zePhD ngokubhala ngegugurawundi kanye lomqeqetshi ekolijini lakwele South Africa uDr Shepherd Mpofu onguye osungula lingxoxo
inkinga yokuqala ukuthi indaba le ayikakhulunywa ngayo
yeah.
Abantu abalahlekelwayo ngesikhathi segugurawundi abakatholi ukuthula ngalokho okwenzakalayo and okwesibili ngengenza i-research a lot ngegugurawundi I think I've written about maybe ama-paper ngu-3 to 4 and abantu uma bekhuluma especially kumaphephandaba la akwi-intanethi bayatsho ukuthi bafuna ukuthi indaba le kukhulunywe ngayo openly abawonayo bakhulume baxolise nalaba abawonelwayo babekwazi ukuthi they can forgive ama perpetrators ekugrawundi ngibona ngani kuma genocides wonke ayenzakalayo into enkulu kakhulu ukuthi abantu bakhulumisane ngayo badinga indlela zokuphephisana ngabe kuyabhadalwana o abantu abangabe benza ama atrocities la baphumele egcekeni bazikhulumela ukuthi benzani
baba mozi wena ngumfundisi bathi kuxolelana uyamxolela umuntu nxa egcele uxolo uyamxolela njalo lanxa engacelanga xolo lapha kuphathwe njani nxa labo abama perpetrators angkhona bengazicelanga uxolo
into ekhona inkinga ukuthi khona abantu abafuni ukuthi baphume egcekeni kucace ukuthi kanti kuyini esikhuluma ngakho kungani abantu badlala amacatshelwane nxa abantu bengaphumelana egcekeni ukuthi kulomonakalo yikho nxa kulomonakalo kungathiwani ukuthi kaninginingi abantu abesindebeleni bangani bayahlanya nxa bekhuluma ngezinto zeGugulawundi because uhulumende labanye abesishoneni bangani abavumi ukuthi le nto into ekhona ebantwini lamanxeba akhona lokho ekhona so ukuthi siqalise ekuqaleni ukuthi kuyini okukhona okwenzakalayo that is where we need to start ukuthi wonke umuntu abe ndawonye lokuxolelana lokhu kuzabuya phambili nxa abantu sebevumelene ukuthi kule problem kanti bangavumelana njani abanye bangakavumi ukuthi kule problem
kodwa kwenziweni-ke mpofu ukuze kuxolelwane kumbe kuze kukhulunyiswane
kulama-reports esiyaziyo i-1 eyenziwa ngabo-concert le Catholic Commission for Peace and Justice and umgabe lokhu ehleli phezu kwale eyayenziwa ngu-Chihambako i-report yakhona asikwazi ukuthi kwakhulunywane and ukuze abantu baxolelane kumele kwaziwe ukuthi kwenzakalani and masikhuluma ngeGugulawundi okwamanje kulezi zizathu ezingaba zintathu zokuthi iGugulawundi yenzakala yokuqala ukuthi kwakulama-dissident esibili umgabi wayefuna ukubulala abasekeleli bezaphu loJoshua Nkomo which effectively means amaNdebele esithathu kwakule super zap yayisponswa yi-South Africa I'm not saying ukuthi iqiniso but ama-reasons ala amathathu or engaba maningi but into ekhona ukuthi iqiniso kasilazi ukuthi kuzoxolelwane kumele iqiniso livele egcekeni
into lezi kumele zibhalwe phansi ukwenzela ukuthi icala kaliboli phela sibhaleni izinto phansi ukuthi ma ithuba isikhathi sesifikile lokhu singakuvumbulula ukuthi kukhulunywe ngakho sobala ngoba khathesi mhlawumbe isikhathi kasenelisi njengoba umuntu angeke aba lipholisa abe ngumthuthisi abe ngujaji abe ligceda futhi yena ngokwakhe abe nguye futhi o-victim akwenzi so engxenye kumele sikhethe ukuthi kuyini esingakwenza kathesi ukusiza abantu ukuthi abantu vele bathole usizo bayenelise ukuphila impilo zabo besiya phambili sibhale izinto lezi phansi sisiya phambili
lo-ke ngumfundisi Ray Motsi obexoxa lo Dokotela Shepherd Mpofu ingcwethi ecubungula ezombusazwe bendawonye lo Praxedis Jeremiah we-Studio 7 elilalele emsakazweni we-Studio 7 sisakaza sise-Voice of America ese-Washington lisithola kumagagasi aku 909 AM shortwave 4930 605 laku 15460 kilohertz okwamanje-ke sengilichiya ezandleni zikasithandekile Mhlanga esethulela uhlelo lwethu lwendaba zabesifazane
siyalamukela kuhlelo oluphathelane labesifazana lilami usithandekile Mhlanga namuhla sihlaziya udaba labantwana abaphila lobugoga kanye lendlela abalondolozwa ngayo elizweni sixoxa lonkosazana Thabita Khumalo omela iBulawayo East edalela ePhalamende njalo elwela ilungelo labesifazana labantwana yena osanda ukwethekelela isikolo seKing George the 6th lapho okulondolozwa khona abantwana laba siya kwamukela kuhlelo
Ngiyabonga thandile ma.
Litho ngani lapho ukuthi uhulumende kabananzi laba bantwana?
Uhulumende ungakhangela ibudget yethu. Abantu abagogekelanga akula ispeni abayiphiwayo. And ube kwazi njalo ukuthi bathe kimi emhlonitshwa. Lathi siyangena emacansini, ingculaza iyasibulala. Siphinde sibulawa yendlala. Siswela lona idola ukuthi ngigade umtshova ngiyefika ngapi e-OI. Ukuthi bangikhangi ukuthi ngilayo le ngculuza. Ngculaza banike namaphilisi. And njalo indlala isibulala ngokuthi kasisebenzi sikuhamba sicela. Kuleli langa ucela khona ungaphumila lutho. So uhulumende laba abantu la. Kumele abone ukuthi kule mali ayifake eceleni ukuthi laba abantu abazali laba bantwana laba banelise ukuhambisa abantu ababesikolo ngendlela elula. Iningi labo abanye babo bayahaya amasikaniya afuqwayo ngabafana emgwaqweni la bebhadala idola. Uzasuka laye enkulumane le esiza la e-King George. Akungitshele ukuthi yikuhlukuluza okunganani okwedlula khonoko ukuthi kambe shua nga kuthiwa kule bus eyathengela e-King George ithwala wonke ama le Waterford Stimulation Center. Bathwale labantwana everyday ekuseni kuma-pick up points ukuthi bayifike esikolo. Kwenza ukuthi bazali lake bake batshaye ngomoya. Njalo kule nkulumo eziphumayo phakathi kukaZulu ezithi khona umama ozele umntana ogogekileyo uvele waye lawyer kumbe wayevele ufuna efuna ukukhiphisisa ayisikho khonoko. Ngamaluba kaNkulunkulu lawana. Okukhona okumele sikwenze thina njengoZulu yikuthi siwalondoloze, siwathele amanzi, siwafake kunkomele sibaya ukwenzela ukuthi impande zabo zigxile ziphume lokudla okuzalwa nguZulu wonke.
Libabonile obaba yini kumbe ngomama ikakhulu abanakekela laba abantwana?
Kanti uyakwazi vele ukuthi lapho kule nto engani ludubo ikakhulu emntwana ogogekileyo iningi labo kwandise ukuthi le mitshato dilike. Bekungela babo yedwa ophekezele umntwana ogogulayo. Obaba engababonileyo bade besenza ama-sign language betshela laba izimumu. Bekungela babo yedwa okutsho ukuthi khona nxa ekhona ubaba kulowo muzi yinto angafunda kukhuluma ngaye nxa engekho omama ngosima yedwa. And anti sonke siyakwazi ukuthi intandane enhle umakhota ngunina. So omama kumele sibakhuthaze bakithi bomama ngilubonile udube eliphakathi kwalo ebantwaneni nabagogi ngilubonile and kungiqamule umzima ngikhona apha vele angikwazi lokuthi ngizwane. Engikucelayo ukuthi phuma nini sixhasane sike silungisele labantwana babe lakusasa engcono.
Bakhona bonke yini lapho kufanele bebe khona laba bantwana isikolo lesi kumbe abanye abenelisi ukubhadala bakhona abangafundiyo?
Abafundayo kathesi yilaba balabazali ababalothando abantwana babafundi. Iningi labo bavalelwe ezindlini ngabaphumi phandle ngabayindawo. Abanye bathathwa bahanjiswe emakhaya bayishiya kogugu ayifela khona ngale. Abanye yilaba nokuthi nxa kusenzakala bazamnyekela azafa abulawa yini yindlala lokho ezendlini ngoba ngumuntu ozamnyangisa phakathi kwaZulu. Ayisiyo ndaba yabomama yona le, yindaba yethu thina kuZulu kandaba esingafuni ukuhlonipha la maluba. Sesisenze omama besabe ukuthi basitshengise uduba abakilo siphathisane bancedeke ukuthi silungise impilo yalaba abantwana.
Hayi, sibongile ukuxoxa lawo emhlonishwa. Ungabatshiyela liphi abalaleli kanye lalaba abanye abalondoloza abantwana abagogekileyo kanye labadala?
Abalondoloza abantwana abagogekileyo labazali babantwana abagogekileyo ngilitshayela ihlombe. Ngithangiza thandaza ekuseni le mini lantambama ukuthi uSomandla aliphe amandla lenhliziyo ezizothekileyo ukuthi laba bantwana ligijime labo libafundise ukuthi bafunde sibili kube lula empilweni zabo ngoba nxa lingenzanga njalo mhlana lisipha laba bantwana baselampilo kuZulu kandaba waseZimbabwe. Mayuyu mayuyu Zulu kandaba, ngicela ukuthi ake siphumeni siyefike King George ngale liyebona abantwana abagogeleyo ukuthi bayenzani, libaxhase, libaphathise ukuthi into abazenza abanelisi ukuthi bayezidengisa phandle, bazakale ukuthi bakhona njalo ngabantu abaphakathi kwethu abenza imisebenzi emangalisayo edlula thina esingagogekanga.
Leyo balaleli bekuyingxoxo lo Nkosazana Thabita Khumalo omela iBulawayo East edale lePhalamende njalo elwela ilungelo labesifazana labantwana. Asidibaneni njalo ngomgqibelo ozayo kuhlelo olufanayo oluphathelane labesifazana. lizwe ukuthi siliphatheleni okutsha lilami usithandekile Mhlanga ngikhonapha eWashington DC.
Hayi sibongile ubelela ngelihle silugciba ke lapha uhlelo lwethu lalamhlanje olivalelisayo uChris Gande.
You have been listening to Studio 7 for Zimbabwe in English, Shona and Ndebele. Tune in tomorrow at 17 hours UTC, 7 p.m. in Zimbabwe for the next edition of Studio 7.
Murari zvakanaka vateereri.
Good evening, Zimbabwe.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Lilale.